When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands, and put my fingers in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If this gospel reading seems familiar, it's because this is the gospel reading for every Sunday the week after Easter Sunday. So you are among the few and the faithful who came back the next week. Last week, Christian churches around the globe were filled to the brim to come and experience Easter. This week, all those same churches are about at half that size. I think we're actually doing a little better than that. And thank you. Because the week after Easter, even that first week after Easter, is a week where the confused but faithful come back together. Is that us? Me, most of the time. Like, how did you do that, God? I don't know. But I'm still going to follow. So the disciples are locked up in the upper room. And most of them had seen the risen Christ. And they're trying to tell this to Thomas. And it's going over just about as well as it went over when the women tried to tell the disciples that they had seen the risen Christ. You heard about that last week. They tell Thomas, "We've seen the Lord." And Thomas says, "Unless I've seen the wounds, I'm not going to believe it." Jesus. The risen Christ always appears with his wounds intact. The resurrection wasn't a magic trick. The crucifixion wasn't something that we just wave away. Jesus died. But now he's back in the upper room, and the first greeting of the risen Christ is, "Peace be with you." This is why we share the peace in church. This is why we share it back and forth. Because the first greeting of the resurrection is one of peace. Why peace? And what kind of peace? It's peace in the midst of fear. Those disciples were locked up. They were afraid that the same people that crucified Jesus were coming after them, and their fears were valid. Most of those early disciples were, in fact, martyred at some point. But the gift of the resurrection is peace in the midst of fear. So if somebody is trying to stir up fear in you, what's your response? You say, back off. The greeting of the risen Christ was peace, not fear, not more fear. Jesus never groaned up fear. Hold on to that. Because after Jesus said, "Peace be with you," he said, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Okay, this is a different kind of peace than you get from meditating and finding oneness with yourself. Nothing wrong with that. But this is peace in the midst of danger. Peace in mission. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Send you where? Send you to proclaim the good news of the risen Christ, for whom death has no stay, fear has no stay, peace and love are the messages of the risen Christ. And we are sent, just as those first disciples were sent, we are sent to be messengers of this good news. Have you considered yourself a disciple? Do you think of that when you wake up every morning? You take a shower. You remind yourself you are baptized. You mark yourself at the sign of the cross. You say, "I'm baptized. What are we going to do today, Lord?" Because that's what the peace of the risen Lord is for sending us into mission. Not to sit around and worry about us and ours, but to reach out with a love that is beyond understanding. With a peace that is beyond understanding. The disciples' world wasn't much different from ours. They were locked up for fear of those who killed Jesus. Churches are starting to lock their doors. Mass shootings. There's a vigil tonight at Central Congregational in memory of the shootings in Sri Lanka. the Christian churches that were attacked on Easter Sunday. But since then, there's been another Jewish temple that's been attacked during Passover. These times aren't any different than the times of the disciples. But the peace of the risen Christ is not just something for us to hold on to personally. Like, I don't fight with anybody, so I'm at peace. That's a real personal and individualistic thing. But are we peacemakers in our community, in our world? Are we lifting up the lowly as Jesus did? Every day we have to ask ourselves those questions. Thomas's doubt made him famous. But what's important in this reading is not Thomas's doubt, but Jesus' response to meeting doubt where it's at. So Jesus showed him his wounded hands, showed him his side, showed him that he was the one who suffered, was crucified, died, and was buried, so that he could rise again. To prove that the fears that we have in this lifetime, Jesus has got this, but sends us in mission. All of us. Not the one behind the pulpit, the one that's paid. But all of us together to share that Easter proclamation of peace in the midst of a world that's gone crazy. Maybe it's one person at a time. I imagine we all have one at least fearful person in our life. Can we help them find peace? Can we help the larger community find peace when everybody wants a pound of flesh? We can, by the grace of the one who forgave the ones who nailed him to the cross. By the grace of the one who came back from the dead and told the women, go find Peter and tell him, I'm alive. Because Peter screwed up. And the Gospels tell the story of Peter so clearly, but he wasn't the only one, and we all know it. Peter just was very famous for sticking his foot in his mouth. On Maundy Thursday, Peter was so proud of himself, if I should have to die with you, Lord, I will not deny you. And you know the rest of that story. But Peter was the first one Jesus wanted to make sure knew the good news of the risen Christ. And so Jesus came back to the disciples, and they're locked up in their fear. He said, peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them. He breathed on them. Now that brings up all sorts of images for me. I was talking with my husband the other night. Like, you think Jesus had bad breath? He was dead. Probably didn't have time to brush his teeth before he met with the disciples. But he breathed on them. You know what that means in the Bible? In Genesis, chapter 2. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. He was just a piece of clay. And then God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. The breath of God is creation itself. The breath of the risen Christ is new creation. 2 Corinthians 5, so if anyone is in Christ, there is new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Isaiah 65, for I am about to create a new heaven and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. Galatians 6, for neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. So Jesus breathed on the disciples, and in doing so gave them his Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the breath of God, that they too might be new creation. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in baptism we have been given the Holy Spirit, the Ruach. We have become the new creation with the risen Christ, so we might never have to sit in a darkened room, locked up for fear. But that we might boldly go and proclaim to our neighbors near and far that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Death has no power over us. Fear has no power over us. Only the power of the living God to love, to forgive, to reflect the mercy and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Amen.